This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's leaders are hoping a pair of federal investigations will show that the decision to move Space Command headquarters from Colorado to Alabama was, at its core, misguided. Here's Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn.
There was a lack of transparency, and there were some flaws in the process. So we should look at them both together when they come out.
A Pentagon investigation found the military followed the proper procedure when selecting Alabama, but a forthcoming report from the Government Accountability Office takes a wider approach. It's looking into whether the criteria the military used were the right ones to begin with. Traffic deaths in the United States are at a 16-year high, according to new federal data. That includes Denver, which has seen a spike in deaths. City Councilor Robin Kanish says the city is not on track to meet a goal of zero traffic deaths by 2030.
Well, our community is failing. We're failing those who've died, we're failing those who've been injured, and we're failing those who don't have the mobility options they need, whether it's because they can't afford them or they don't feel safe to choose them. We are not yet living up to the vision we have as a city.
Kanish says the answer is more protected bike lanes, sidewalks, and public transit, and for drivers to slow down. Due to dry conditions and high fire danger, the Bureau of Land Management's Royal Gorge Field Office is implementing Stage 2 fire restrictions starting today. They're in effect on all BLM-administered public lands within a number of counties across southern Colorado, including Teller, El Paso, and Pueblo. Lake and Chaffee counties will remain in Stage 1 restrictions for now. The change prohibits campfires and charcoal grills as well as smoking except in an enclosed vehicle or building. A red flag warning is posted for the Front Range for high fire danger today. A winter storm watch begins there tomorrow afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.